Let's go to the newsline. We are joined by Becca Tond with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, and it's Jobs Wednesday. Becca?
Good morning, Shannon. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. You know, I went to one of your job fairs last week. I was handing out some information, not for myself, not planning to leave or move anywhere.
Okay, I was about to say, catch me off guard.
My daughter is entering the workforce and because it was during school hours, I just dropped off some resumes around places for her at one of your job fairs. They seem to get a lot of response.
They did. Actually, we did. So we co-hosted that with several other organizations, and we were very pleased with that. So we had 30 restaurants there, and 88 job seekers showed up, which these days, that's very good turnout. We were very happy.
Exactly. And Becca, we know that there is some hiring events going on here across El Paso County, and who's looking to hire as we're continuing to see this economic rebound following the COVID-19 pandemic?
We have four different hiring events this weekend. Two of them today, Rocky Mountain Healthcare is doing an in-person hiring event today from 9 a.m. to noon, and they're looking for certified nursing assistants, $14.50 to $18 an hour, personal care workers, $14 to $16 an hour, and procurement technicians, $13.58 to $16.60 an hour. And then also we have California Casualty Insurance. They're doing a virtual hiring event with us today from 10 to 2, and they are looking for sales support specialists at $15 an hour. And then we have another one tomorrow, CBG Trucking. That's virtual from 10 to 2. Class A and Class B drivers are looking for $20 an hour. And then we have a huge hiring event tomorrow. This is with El Paso County. They have 35 different positions. So this is like a job fair with this many openings. And I just want to call out a few of them. Accounting technician for $35,000 to $51,000 a year. Case services aide, $31,000 to $45,000. Children, Youth, and Family Services Manager, $74,000 to $111,000. Contracts and Procurement Division Manager, $82,000 to $124,000. Core Services Navigator, $46,000 to $79,000. I could go on and on. Do we have time? I have a few more to call out.
Got a few more, but really what's catching me is that these are really well-paying jobs.
Right.
I mean, this is nothing to snuff at. This could be a major, you know, career change or, you know, life change if people are so inclined.
Absolutely. This is a fantastic career with the county. They have 11 paid holidays, medical, dental, vision plans, retirement, on-site medical centers, on-site fitness centers, tuition reimbursement, flexible spending account, you name it. This is El Paso County is an excellent employer. And I really encourage people to go to our website and register for this event. Go to ppwfc.org to the hiring events page and register for it. But then also go directly to the county's job site and check out the different jobs. People can actually apply ahead of time. And then the virtual hiring event is so that they can get that interview, you know, start chatting with the hiring managers and HR, and then potentially do an on-the-spot video interview.
Yeah, we've been focusing a lot ever since the pandemic started easing about how restaurants were running into kind of a hiring challenges. In fact, one restaurant even starting to, I think this was in the Denver area, starting to offer incentives, some cash bonuses as they bring on new hires. And the Restaurant Association talking about the challenge and problem as well. But when you're talking about some of these higher paying jobs or even, I don't know if you want to call a county job more secure, but it definitely has a lot of stature and benefit mm-hmm. to it. You know, we hope that the county, you know, is able to pick the cream of the crop. Hopefully they won't face the same challenges that, you know, some of our other employers and industries are facing.
Right. Yes. And definitely the county is an excellent employer. But yes, the restaurant industry has been very hard hit. And there, you know, there are numerous reasons for that. There's still access to child care is still a problem. And then parents with younger children who are in school, some of the schools have been all virtual. So they haven't been able to go back to work. They've been at home helping their kids with school. And then if they're still, if they have a family member who's immunocompromised, they might be afraid to go back to work. And then, of course, the federal $300 a week extra unemployment insurance doesn't exactly motivate people to go back to work. So, but it's better. It's better for people to get back in the workforce than when they're looking for a job when that extra unemployment ends in September. Their resume is going to look better if they made, you know, took that initiative and got back out there before the unemployment benefits ended.
Right. Jump ahead of the pack, and you don't want to see those gaps in your resume. Well, Becca Tan with the Pike Peak Workforce Center, how can people find out about these opportunities and much more? Go to your website. Is that what you would advise?
Absolutely. Go to our website, ppwfc.org. And then if somebody doesn't have access to that, they are welcome to call us at 719-667-3700. That's 667-3700.
All right, Becca Tan with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, thank you so much. And we'll talk to someone from the Workforce Center again next week as we continue to feature the jobs that are available here across Southern Colorado.